Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm in Owasso, Oklahoma. We've been down here at our church, a glorious church fellowship, where we had a glorious Authority of the Believer conference. Now, outside my window, you might hear some construction whistles and little beeps and things because there's a big project going on. But we have hit a record today. We have 47 states. We have Washington, D.C. We have multiple from Ontario, Mississauga, and we have the Netherlands, Europe. Praise the Lord. It's a wonderful day, and we're very, very, on this day of prayer, National Day of Prayer, we are very, very representative, and we're going to use that in a minute. I have a direction for us to go, being this representative and having our nation's capital. Now, the first thing we're going to do, we're going to read this scripture. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Now, we're going to pray this, of course, for our national leaders, but I want to pray it particularly right now for one pastor, Gary Dixon, who pastors in Wisconsin, but he was on a vacation in Branson, Missouri. And a couple days ago, I'm not sure exactly right now, told his wife he was going to go down to the landing and in Branson, but he must have felt something coming on because he seemed to have headed for Springfield, maybe the hospital, and he had a heart attack. And he directed his car into a ditch where he had a kind of a minor wreck there, and someone was following him. They gave him immediately treatment, you know, and the breath, he got right away oxygen as they gave him CPR. But he's right now in a hospital, Mercy Hospital in Branson. And Tony, my son-in-law, is on here, and he's gone up there to visit them. They are waking him up from an induced coma. And we want a miracle here. And here we have got this great contingency. And, oh, this precious pastor, my son Chip was scheduled to go and is scheduled to go up there to his church in Wisconsin in the end of June. He said, Mother, he's such a dear man, and he's a pastor's pastor. So we're going to lift up right now Gary Dixon, Pastor Gary Dixon, his wife Cheryl, and we are going to ask for a miracle. I'm sure they've already asked for it, but we are going to add our agreement. Heavenly Father, here we are. Here we are, and we, oh, how we love that you gave us pastors, that Jesus gave us apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers. And here, Father, is a seasoned pastor, a wonderful pastor. And we do pray in the name above every name for heaven's forces to come on that scene, to bring healing, to bring miraculous touch of God. Father, let him be one of those that can give a testimony that would be, I see so many of them, Lord, on Pat Robertson's show, where the situation was absolutely hopeless, but because people prayed, they have a testimony to give. We ask you for the raising up of this good man. He's waking up now. We ask you that he wake up out of that coma ahead of schedule, and that he respond, and that his testimony would give glory to God. Thank you, Father. We do praise you and give you glory from this great gathering here today. Lord, I think it's a record. The people have come. We have Washington, D.C. We have even Europe and Canada, our dear neighbors. And Lord, we want to come to you today on behalf of leaders. Particularly, I'm impressed that we need to come to him for the President of the United States and for Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel. Right now, front and center on the plate of both of those men is this Iran nuclear deal. And, of course, both have said Iran lied And since they lied, we're not held to the deal. That the nuclear, that Iran's nuclear ability, one thing about the lies, of course we know that they lied. Everybody knows they lie. And one of the things they lied about was that their nuclear ability was more advanced than they reported. So whatever we need to do about that Iranian nuclear deal, we're going to ask God to think through their minds. Also, there was a big attack in Syria Sunday night, an airstrike on a military brigade in South Hama. This, the size of it, this attack Sunday night, it had to have been a government that did it. It couldn't have been the relatives. It was. It could have been for several reasons. It could be there was an attack a couple of weeks ago, and perhaps Iran knew because they threatened that they're going to answer that attack, and maybe they were planning an attack answer. It could be that it was a weapons cache or a transfer of weapons. It could have been for a number of reasons. But bottom line, the IDF intel chief, Major General Yadin, said that the bottom line is Iran is determined to establish themselves in Syria, and Israel is determined to stop them. So we have an ongoing thing right here. They said that if it was Iran, if it was Syrians that was killed, that were killed in the attack, and there were people killed, it will just be adding to the numbers of lives that have been lost. But if it's Iranians who were killed in the Sunday night strike, there could be retaliation. So we've got to pray for these leaders. We have to pray for the military leaders in Israel. And we have to pray, of course, for the president of the United States and Benjamin Netanyahu. Nobody's going to make either U.S. or Iran, Israel is not going to make a strike, I don't think, without consulting one another. And so another reason that we're going to be praying for the president of the United States is this move to undermine him. This president, who is even considering, and we need to pray about this too, he is considering going to Israel for the official move of our embassy to Jerusalem. And we have to cover that. We have to cover his decision on whether to go, and we have to cover on his protection should he go, and protection of all the peoples that are involved in that trip. Those who would undermine this president in the United States, I think they're threatening a subpoena to him right now, and that the collusion with Russian deal, which amounts to nothing. But there is a demonic force. And if you were not at our conference, or did you not, if you were not online with us, particularly the Friday night CD, and these things are available if you call our office, and I don't have that phone number right in front of me this very second, but I have given you that number before. You can go online to billybrim.org, and you can get our call number. But that Friday night session, I really gave an expose on the kingdom of darkness and their activity. They are, and it is a purpose of hell to overthrow, and I won't say, I don't say exactly hell, but I say Satan, because he's really not in hell right now. He's in that mid heavens where he has his headquarters over the prince of the powers of the air, which is he, where they have their headquarters and from where they are operating right now. And he has it as a goal to undermine a president who would be blessing Israel. If he can do that, if he can cause us to lose a president who would bless Israel, who would do the things that he's done, then he could cause curse to come upon us. But we're not going to have that. And, of course, you Canadians there, praying for your leaders to come in line with the blessings on Israel. And so right now, let us go before the Lord together. So representative, so many states. And I saw that we can do something. First, we're going to pray. And then after we pray, we're going to use our authority. Before I made the call today, it came to me that if we have a large representation, that we can use our authority against these prince of the powers of the air. So first of all, we're going to worship the Lord. Our dear Heavenly Father, O Holy Father, O Master of all creation, how we do praise you and thank you that you are our very own Father and that we are your very own children. And as such, we are kings and priests. We are a royal priesthood in the earth. And as priests, we offer up praise. We offer up adoration. We offer up the korban, the sacrifice of praise, the calves of our lips to you today. We're doing it together, Lord. We're praising you together, and people all over the country are praying today. Oh, how we worship you. Oh, how we adore you. How we do thank you for your great plan of redemption, which you planned and sent the Lord Jesus Christ, our wonderful Savior, our wonderful Redeemer, which you sent him to consummate. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your part in the great plan of God, for raising Jesus from the dead. Oh, how we do magnify that great act of God, that great putting forth of the power of God. And now, Lord, we come to you. We come to you in behalf, like you told us, to come to you for our leaders. Holy Father, we have here on the line, we have three nations represented. And we lift up the leaders of those nations. We lift up Papa Rosinda. I lift up, we lift up President Donald John Trump. Holy Father, he's had grit. He's had courage to move our embassy. And Lord God, in the name above names, please guide him as to whether or not he should make the trip to Israel. And should he do so, Lord, we expect, we ask, and we expect complete protection for him, complete protection for the entourage that would come with him, complete protection for the citizens of Israel as they and those who have to deal with this the security measure. Father, we saw that he didn't go to Barbara Bush's funeral because the security problem would have been so challenging, and we know it would be even more so here. So we do trust you for security for him wherever he goes. And we do trust you, dear Father, in the name above all names, for his health, for his guidance. When he greeted the nation on Easter and Passover, he spoke of how we are guided by the kingdom of the light. Father, may he receive, may his light be light. May the intelligence that he gets be light and not darkness. It is written in the word of God, take heed lest your light be darkness. So may the intelligence he gets, Father, the information he gets, be that that comes from you, and that that comes from sources, Father, around him. Not those that would bring dark counsel, but those that would bring light counsel, Father, in the name above all names, we pray. We do pray, Holy Father, for all the administration. We pray for those who have to make the decisions, Lord. We pray for our new Secretary of State, how thankful we are for him. We pray for that whole department. We pray for all those that are making military decisions. We lift up, dearest Father, you, we do believe that you have set Benjamin Netanyahu to be the King of Israel right now. They don't have kings anymore, Lord, but to be the prime minister. And Father, you, oh, parasandele kahoshandele mikela dubra, isala makara, guide him, Father. Guide him. Lead him and lead our president and lead the leaders of the free world in what to do about the Iranian nuclear deal and what to do about Iran. What to do about Iran in Syria. Father, we know you caused that sandstorm. And Father, in the name above all names, I read that there was another earthquake today, a 5.4 in Iran. Ila Maranda, I don't know where that is. But dear God, we do not take out the God factor. We do not take out the God factor that to Syria, in Syria, that Iran will not be able to make it another Lebanon. Father, they have made Lebanon a headquarters for the Hezbollah. And Father, in the name above all names, we ask that that be, that the angels go, that they stop it in the name. In Orosta de Macaja Labran de Licatanja, Isti Amora Macalacadania Nicolo Presti, Ijando Hishato, Ijato, Ijato. We lift up that Kimbra Calatania, that northern border of Israel. Ito lo prose de Bacala Maracatinjo. Father, you can keep Iran from having a foothold in Syria. Eastern, Lord, we lift up the eastern. We lift up the eastern part. We lift up the eastern part of Syria. Kekala mora makaladinjo ostidiata. Eporondingo ho fratele katashka. Father, we lift up the peoples. We lift up the peoples in all these areas, the war-torn areas. Istiri Makara, we ask you for lives to be saved. Bura Makala, we lift up the believers, we lift up the Christians, Holy Father. Isti Amara Nukoro Bakata in Iran. Ishanamaka, we know there are many. And Father, in the name above all names, those who are going into Iran, keep them covered, Lord. I know some are going in with the message of the gospel. Keep them hidden, we pray. Ilivrato, ilivrato sebre, mishtonombre, kalebahashata. Father, we know it's the regimes. Istia mora makalatandia, wicked and evil regimes, Lord. Ifrato numokoho brate likatashka chonde. Father, we've been in the authority of the Believer Conference. The authority that we have is so strong in me, so strong. And because we are so representative, we're going to use our authority together, folks, on those that would undermine our president, those that would move for impeachment, those that would move with subpoenas. It's really not the people so much. It's the demons behind them. So, because we are so representative today, we are going to make a move of authority, and it's going to break something. I can tell you something broke down here in Tulsa when we had our a conference, Sopra Calatania. Now, Father, we're going to pray the prayer in Ephesians. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis to us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Messiah, the anointed one, the Christ, when you raised him from the dead
and set him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet. You gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And we, who were dead in trespasses and sins, but God, you who are so rich in mercy, and in order to satisfy your great love for which you loved us, even when we were dead in sins, you quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved. You raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. You told us, Father, in Romans, hallelujah, you told us, Romans 5:17, those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one Jesus Christ. Reign as kings in life through one Jesus Christ. And this is a meeting of the kings, Father. Not the kings, ilabrosonda, that were voted into power or that came by a lineage, but we came by the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we use our authority right now. We aim it toward the prince of the powers of the air that would work down through politicians in this nation. Lord, we have got here 47 states. We've got here Washington, D.C., and we have those who love us from Europe and from Canada, or they wouldn't be on this call, and we are standing right now. I take my hand, Lord, and I rostri mi kahasanda lo bresato lo pokoramanje. I put it toward Washington, D.C. from where I am, even though I know that these demon spirits are working down through politicians in other states. But in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come out with our weapons, the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal. We come in the name. We come according to the word. We come with the blood, the shed blood of Jesus Christ, which speaks. And in the name above all names, we hold it against you. And we demand that these attacks stop, cease, fall dead. Come to nothingness. We adjure you. We adjure you. Cease and desist in your maneuvers. You who would work down in through Brasanamakahaya, as it is written in Ephesians. It is written in Ephesians chapter 2 that the prince of the power of the air works in the children of disobedience. So we say to you, prince of the authorities of the air, Satan himself, and all those who have been assigned this project to bring down our president, we bring you down in the name above all names. We bring you down in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We bring you down in the name of Yahweh Yeshua. We bring you down in the names that have been bestowed upon him. You cease and desist. You be removed. And we give glory to God the Father who brings it about. Folks, you be sure to use that kind of authority where you sit today. You be sure to use it in the air over where you live. Let's take, for instance, there's a politician in California, and you live near to there. And you take, and you know the devil's working down through that politician. You take your authority. You don't have any authority over that politician. But it is written in Ephesians that it's the demons that are working down through them. We see it from Daniel. We see how the prince of Persia worked. And the prince of Grecia, that's prince of Persia, he's still there. He's still trying to work down through Iran today. So wherever you are, you take authority. Oh, I want to tell you about a great victory for authority that happened right here in Oklahoma. We had an overflow crowd for our church. We have a new church, and it's a good-sized auditorium, but thank God we had an overflow. And so we put up a tent outside, and our local church people used that tent and sat out there to honor our guests. And my son and daughter-in-law, they're the pastors there, Chip and Candace Brim, and Candace is a prayer. I'm telling you, that girl is a prayer par excellence.
And so we talked some time ago about it's April. And April is the time when the most tornadoes, the most storms come through Oklahoma. And so we talked about it, and she said, we're on it. They have a great prayer group there at the Glorious Church Fellowship. I think some of them from Owosso are on the line right now. And she said, we're on it. And did you know we had great weather? Perfect weather. And I heard on local news, and they even said it on the National Weather Channel, this April has set a record in Oklahoma for the fewest storms. The fewest storms. The whole state was affected. There weren't even any tornado warnings that I know of, and we certainly didn't have any tornadoes. They said it. They said it on the air. Set a record. Alabama, Texas, Kansas, Arkansas, take authority in your area over your weather. Oh, it works so much. It works so well. And blessed, blessed Lord, we do praise you and give you glory. How thankful we are that we are delivered out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And we just don't have to sit here and take whatever Satan might dish out. But you have given us authority. Oh, Lord, you have said in Thessalonians that until we leave, we have the power, we have the authority to hold back the onslaught of the Antichrist. How thankful we are, Lord. How thankful we are. And in the name above every name, in the lovely, matchless name of Jesus, I can't thank you enough, God. I can't thank you enough that when you raised him, you raised me. When you seated him, you seated me in him at the right hand of the Father, and you told me to rule and to reign. I just do say right now, and all of my dear prayer partners right here, we take authority today over you that would come against our families. In the name above every name, we plead the blood of Jesus over every family member. We plead the blood of Jesus over every good work that God has ordained we should walk in. Satan, you are hereby ordered to cease and desist against the ministries, against the people that are on this line, but God would use them. And in the name above every name, we together say cease and desist, halt today. We plead the blood of Jesus over our partners, our church members, our dear ones we work with. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our assets that you have given us, over our monies that you have coming our way. Satan, you cannot stop the finances coming in to the people on this line. In the name above every name, in the Ru Salabakare Anoki Nakanya Tehishato, Istarabakora Makalagalanda, the blood, the blood, the blood. I'm traveling, I'm flying today to Fort Worth, Texas, to make some more television with Gloria Copeland. And so all of you today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth with me, I speak against any storms, anything that might be scheduled in the air. You will not have anything to do with flying us. You will not have anything to do with that airplane. Oh, Halamakaya Nicolo Doshke Dinja. It's our airplane, and they've asked Jerry Savelle needs to be in Houston. And so he needs to fly it on down to Houston. So we plead the blood of Jesus over that plane as it comes from Dallas, Fort Worth, to get me here in Tulsa. And I plead the blood of Jesus over that plane as it takes Jerry on down to Houston. Oh, every vehicle that we're in Jesus' name. My daughter Brenda driving my car back to Tulsa, back to Branson. I plead the blood of Jesus over her and over that car. I don't know, folks. There's just something about all of us being on here and there being 47 states and Washington, D.C., and even Europe and even Canada, where there's something about it. I don't know. I sense such a Ila brasota de Macahasa. I sense such an authority, a seat of authority. And in the name above Jesus, a name above every name, the name of Jesus, I believe much more is done here today than we, Father, we thank you. How thankful we are. How thankful we are. I'm so thankful, Father, for every evil force that was brought down today. In Jesus' name, I'm thanking you. There's nothing like a corporate anointing, a corporate anointing. Well, praise God, and I love you all. Glory, hallelujah. Have a great day. The noontide prayer will be coming to you from Collinsville today. We didn't have time to move our equipment up there. Oh, how we do. Let's just pray right now. Father, we have $70,000 toward getting that van to move our equipment so that our people won't have to work so hard, take everything apart, rent a truck. And they're going to have to do that today after the prayer. The noontime prayer will be 1 hour only because we have to let our folks have some time to dismantle and take back up there. And, Father, I just claim the rest of this money. Oh, I got you all on the line. Let's do it right now. Father, in the name above all names, we claim, I think it's going to take about $80,000 more, $70,000 more. We have $70,000 for the van. And then, Father, I claim the money for the garage to put it in Jesus' name. Father, all of us together, we claim, I don't know the exact amount of money it takes, Lord, but all of us right here, we reach out there and get it. In the name of Jesus, we get the monies to complete this van so that our people won't have to work so hard. It'll be easier for us to move and go wherever we need to go. Father, we thank you for your love, your blessings. In Jesus' name, I bless you all. May the blessings of the Lord be upon you. Shalom, shalom.